Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Nun Dalet, mitzvah 254. As we continue in Parshas Kedoshim, says the Torah in Perek Yutaz Pasuk Lamed, Eshapsosai Tishmoru Umikdashi Tirau Ani Hashem. Keep my Shabbos and guard my Mikdash Ani Hashem. I am God. Shabbos. The Chinuch already counted, right? That we counted that back in Parshas Yisro. Zochas Yom Shabbos LeKadoshos. That's repeated here as Shabbos is repeated 7 times throughout the Torah, one for each day of the week that we're supposed to think about Shabbos. But the next mitzvah has not been counted yet. So we have a mitzvah, Umikdashi Tiro, fearing the Makom HaMikdash, says the Rashi. Lo Yikanis, lo B'maklo, v'lo B'minolo, b'apundaso, not to enter in with one's walking stick or money belt, and even though I warn you about the Mikdash, you have to be so careful about Beis HaMikdash, but Shabbos takes precedence over Binyan HaMikdash. That's the connection between the two. We'll get back to that, another connection of that, by the Shem, in a couple of minutes. But that's the Isser of, that includes a number of points, but number one, behavior that we have in Makom HaMikdash on Har HaBayis, which some of my Shiva got this morning, Dafka Siyata Deshmaya, to go to Har HaBayis this morning, not on Har HaBayis, but around and looking through, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so says the Chinuch, Mitzvah Hayira Min HaMikdash. Lira Min HaMikdash, says the Chinuch. Klomar, Shana Amideyu B'Nafsho Seinu Makom HaPachad Vayira. We have to place the Mikdash in our souls as a place of fear and trepidation. Kidei She'Yisrachachu Livaveinu B'Voeinu Shom Lehispalo O LaHakrav Karbanos. So that our hearts will be softened when we go there to daven or to be Makrav Karbanos. Even if we're not there, we have to conjure it up in our mind that this is a place that is awe-inspiring, and we have to feel a certain way about it, so that when we go there to daven to be Makrav Karbanos, Meiri Bana Beis HaMikdash, we will be able to have that feeling practically. Shneamaru Mikdashi Tiro. Upirshu Zechon Lavracha B'Sifra B'Brachas Kamochein. The Gemara Brachas tells us, Eze Omore Lo Yikanis LaRabayis. Even if one is Tahor, if one is Tameh, there are other Isurim. But even if one is Tar, one is not allowed to do whatever they want on Har HaBayis. Well, you can't do Har HaBayis, but Maklo, but Minalo, with one's walking stick, with one's with shoes on, one has to take off shoes when they go on to Har HaBayis. Basically, everybody finds their shoes after the Mehar Regel. You leave all your shoes outside and you go to Har HaBayis. Everybody has to find, right, by the Mishnah says in Sukkah, that by their lulavs, it was very difficult. Everybody says, okay, whoever wants the lulav, it's yours, right? Because you need lachem on the first day. So everybody found their shoes afterwards. Maybe that was also part of the nes. Uba pundaso, uba avak shal raglov. You know, we're not allowed to go in with dirty feet. Uba mosat shurim lo besadina, or a money belt. A serious shaila for frum soldiers, from Israeli soldiers who do guard duty up on Har HaBayis. They're going to have to walk there. The question is, what type of shoes to wear? The poskim talk about this all in 1967, when we got back Har HaBayis. So that's when Rav Avadya and a lot of the halachic articles right after the Six Day War spoke about a lot of these issues. Is it better way to wear sneakers versus boots, because sneakers aren't really leather? Maybe they don't have the status of shoes. And what about a wallet? What about all other issues? But this is halacha l'maisa. Baruch Hanu halacha l'maisa should become more halacha l'maisa. Of Kapandaria, what is that? I want to make it a shortcut. We know that halacha about a shul, but it's about the Beis HaMikdash, about Har HaBayis. And for sure, what is allowed to spit or do any other activity that would be considered bizayon hamakom in that spot? There is a beautiful thought that Rav Soloveitchik has. I mentioned this in other shiurim, related to the kedusha of Har HaBayis. He relates this back with a few questions relating to the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. The Rav, in one of his Yartzei Shirim, asks a number of questions between Shabbos and Yontif. Number one, why is there Kabbalah Shabbos and not Kabbalah Yontif? When Shabbos starts, we have Kabbalah Shabbos. We have the special tefilos of Kabbalah Shabbos. We don't have Kabbalah Yontif. Number one. Number two, why is it that Shabbos, there's always a Shabbos in Shiva. Shabbos does not break Avelos. Right, by inherently Shiva, 7 days. Mashiach and Yontif, we know, breaks Avelis. Number three, the Haggadah Maimonides writes, this is quoted in a number of sources, that our Yontif clothing are supposed to be even greater and more expensive than our Shabbos clothing. And why is that? Three questions. So the Rav said, maybe we could understand the root difference between Shabbos and Yontif, even though they are both days where we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but maybe we could understand the root difference between them based on the difference between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. Because if you look in a number of sources, there are parallel dinim. What we just read, the idea of lo yaser kapandaria and rikika, all of those apply both at Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. But obviously, there's a difference. One is allowed to wear shoes into shul. You don't have to take off your shoes before you go into shul. There are differences. You ought to have your wallet in your pocket when you go into shul to daven. Right? It doesn't have to, you don't have to take it out. Like you have to do on to Harabaya. So what's the difference between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses? So the Rav said it's based on, and just one other example of parallel, the same pasuk that teaches me that there is kedusha of a makom Beis HaKnesses even after it's destroyed, teaches me that there is kedusha of Har HaBayis even when it's destroyed. Vashimosius Mikdashechem, kedushas and afavishim shomumin. The Gemara, the Mishnah says in Maseches Megillah on Daf Chaf Ches. So what's the difference? So the Rav said it's based on two words of Rava in Brachas Daf Samach Gimel. Rava says the kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is kibeso. Ma beso akapadarya kapit inish arakiko mina lo kapit inish. Just like in your house. You don't want people taking shortcuts through your living room. But you don't mind people walking in with shoes into your living room. And if somebody has to spit in your living room, you don't want to spit on the floor, but in your cup, okay, you'll bear it. So too, that's the kedusha Beis HaKnesses. What's the message? Says the Rav. Rav is telling us that there's a parallel between Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMikdash, but they're opposites. They're both places where we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but who's the home team, so to speak? Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the host, and we go to see him there. Beis HaKnesses, we, Kaviyachal, are the hosts, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to reside, and he's Mashre Hishchina in the home that we built for him to visit us in. But that's the differences. That's why a Beis HaKnesses doesn't have as high standards, because it's ours. Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Because Baruch Hu's house, therefore you have to have even the higher standards of no shoes and no wallets, the chulu. Said the Rav on a conceptual level, just like we have the difference between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses, that's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. They're both times that we have an intense connection and we're represented with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But who's home and who's away? Who's host? On Yontif, there's a lot of connection between Yontif and Beis HaMikdash. Yontif HaKadosh Baruch Hu is host. And that's where there's a special bit of Simchas Yontif, because we're going to him. Kaviyachol, there's a difference between meeting the president in the White House and meeting the president in my living room. They're both special, but there's a difference. When you go to God, Lahavdil, God's turf, so then there's nicer clothing. And there's not Kabbalah Yontif, because you're going to him. Right? He's not coming to us. Shabbos has Kabbalah Shabbos, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is coming to us. And that's why there's a lower level of clothing, and that's why also Shabbos doesn't break avelos, because it's not as defined as his own egg, but there's no Simchas Yontif, and therefore that's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. That's Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMikdash. That's exactly what the Rav talks about here. Yiram and HaMikdash, there's covered Beis HaKnesses, not exactly Yira Beis HaKnesses. We have to act properly in there, but not all the halachas are exactly the same. That's Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMikdash. It's in the first volume of Shirim Lezecher Abba Mari. Feel free to look more, one who wants to research it more. Okay, continues the Chinuch. Ubiru Gavgim B'Sanhedrin. Another halacha mentioned, relating, included in this Isser of Yira Min HaMikdash, U'Mikdashi Tira'u. What is it? She'ein ro'i klal l'shabes b'azara. One is not allowed to sit down in the azara. Ki im l'malchi beis David mishum kavod malchus. Except for malchi beis David. The azara, even Yisraelim are in the azara. You're allowed to go in. He's talking about the azara, the first 11 amos. On the east side, Yisraelim are allowed to go in. But, is one allowed to sit down in there? No, only malchus beis David. Right? Other than that, you're not allowed to sit down. She'ne'amar. V'yavo ha'melech David v'yashav l'vnei Hashem. David ha'melech came in and he sat. V'amru b'sifra. Obviously, we're not scared of this, of the stones and the bricks themselves of the Beis HaMikdash, but the one who commanded us about the Mikdash. But this is an important din quoted in a number of places in Shas, that only Malchus Beis David is allowed to sit down in the Azara. The Ben Chaschinach has an important discussion where he discusses two points. Number one, is this really an Issur Daraisa? Somebody sits down in the Azara, they're violating an Issur Daraisa of a Mikdashi Tiro, or is it a Drabanan that's connected? So that he quotes the Mishnah Lamelach in the second paragraph in Ozvav, where he quotes the Machlokes Rishonim. The Chinuch here seems to be clearly in the Daraisa world. He quotes Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Aleph, who holds that it is a halacha l'moshe Misinai. There's a Tosfos in Maseches Zvachim Daf Tezayin, who says clearly it's Darabanan. So it's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Menachas Chinuch tries to have somewhat of a Psharashita. In the first paragraph on top, he says, Nireh, to Bechlal Moreh Mikdash Umana Torah. He says, the Chinuch of the Rama make it clear that it's an Issur Daraisa. Ubaharabayis Mutar Leishev. One is allowed to sit on Harabayis, just not in the Azara. Vinireh Pashut. after more mikdash umina Torah. Why are harabais isn't mutter? That's also part of the greater definition of mikdash. One might even stretch it to say that for some halachas, all of Yerushalayim is considered mikdash. So why is it that you're allowed to sit in some places and not in other places? Says the Minchas Chinuch, achakasiv masro lechachamim. Very important principle that's quoted in a few mitzvos where the Torah gives an isser but leaves it up to the rabbis to define what the isser is. For example, the Malachan Chalamoi. Even if you say, Machlokes Rishonim, that isser Malachan Chalamoi is daraisa, the Rabbanan are the ones who told us which Malachas are daraisa and which are mutter on Chalamoi. That's the principle of Masra Akasav Lachachamim. The Rabbanan have the right to interpret and tell us what's included in the isser daraisa. So the Minchas Chinuch uses that principle, which doesn't appear in Shas related to this mitzvah. He uses it related to this mitzvah. And that is, the Chachamim can tell us, where is it a bizayin and a lack of mora when you sit in the mikdash, and where is it okay and it's not considered a lack of bizayin? Umasra kasav lachachamim be'eza inyan nikra mora. Teim chilku lefi kedushas hamakom. They were machalik based on kedushas makom. Baharabayis afal pishu mesorim gankin amor mikdash. On Harabayis, you also have mora mikdash. You have certain halachos that apply on all of Harabayis. Certain behavior that's appropriate and not appropriate, but sitting is okay. Mikamakom yeshiva in gnai rak shard varm hamavuarim. Other things are problematic on Harabayis. Uba azara dehimakom mikudash yoser af yeshiva yiganai. Only in the azara where it's extra kadosh, it is a gnai. Is an interesting discussion that Tosfos has. Dibur Maskel va'ayin Tosfos Yuma in the bottom of the column. The Minchas Chinuch notes that we know the certain karbanos could only be eaten in the azara. So you're telling me that the kohanim when they ate karbanos had a stand? They're not from Malchus Beis David. Or is that principle the only Yisraelim that are allowed to sit in the Azara Machal Beis David, but the Kohanim for sure could sit? So Tosfos is not sure about it. Tosfos wonders, are they allowed to sit? Because maybe it's Sorach Avoda. So it's not they're not eating it for themselves, they're eating it as part of the Kapara process, Bailam Olim, Kohanim Ochlam and Bailam Skaprim. So if you look in Tosfos, he quotes, says that they're mutter to sit down because it's Sorach Avoda. The Rambam and the Chinuch do not mention such a heter. Some suggest maybe they're allowed to eat in the offices that are connected to the Azara, which have Kedusha of the Azara enough that you can eat there, but not enough Kedusha that you wouldn't be able to sit down there. But that is the discussion of sitting when one eats the Karbanos of the Azara. Okay, that's possibly included in the Daraisa, like the Chinuch says, of Ein Yeshiva Bazara El Malchut Beis David Bilvad. By the way, it also has to do with the beginning of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, when Shmuel Hanavi, when Shmuel was just getting Nevuah, and it says there in the Psukim that he was lying down when he heard the voice, Shmuel, and he heard the voice from, he runs to Eli, what's going on here? So the Mefarshim, they discussed, how could he be lying down? It was in the Azara, and he was a Levi. So how could he be lying there? So he was really lying outside, and the Nair was really inside. So the Pesukim there, the Rishonim, tried to figure out how Shmuel was able to lie down there. Good. Misharshi mitzvah zukas afti lamala. B'mitzvah v'asuli mikdash. Seder v'ikuli chumum v'kabas acherim. Look elsewhere, says the Chinuch, what I wrote for the message of Yira min ha-mikdash. We're not going to repeat it again, but if you look back there in mitzvah tzadakeh, mitzvah 95, where he speaks about the mitzvah of binyan beis ha-mikdash and binyan mishkan, that's where he says that we have to have a centralized place to be awed and be inspired from and coming to Yerushalayim, which we spoke about a couple of days ago when we spoke about Netar Avai, the makom, the place that's supposed to be a light for us in our lives. That's what this is supposed to be. Having Yira from that place is also very important. Let's get back though for a minute to another hashkafic point, the Sharash of the Mitzvah, and that is why this is linked to Shabbos in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Shabsoset Yishron Mikdoshi Tiro. So Rashi already says one. Rashi says halachically, Binyan based on Mikdosh is not Tocha Shabbos. Shabsoset Yishmoru comes before Mikdoshi Tiro. But there are a number of other Mefarshim that relate to this as well. If you look in Rav Sarutzkin in Azayim HaTorah, he says, what's the connection? Because both of these mitzvahs have the same goal, to sanctify the Jewish people. L'kadesh is Yisrael. Shabbos in terms of time, Mikdash in terms of place. V'yesh l'kolechon him, ma'alam yuchedes. And each one has a ma'alam yuchedes. What is that? Shabbos l'hekes b'chol makom v'chol zman. Shabbos applies always, any generation, anywhere in the world. Aval, k'shiyudi margish sorach l'skadesh b'mimos achol. The problem is, what if it's Tuesday? And you feel like, oh, I need Shabbos. Tough luck. You're not going to get a Shabbos until Shabbos. So it's limited in time. But anywhere you are in the world, and in any generation in history, one is going to have the chance to partake of Shabbos. Mikdash is different. Mikdash, kishu al mechono, ashrei hadar shezachal rosu b'vinyonu. When we have a Mikdash, after those kaddish ayinei tamina, fidim asakol, Mikdash, any day of the year, you can go to the Mikdash. It's unbelievable. Aval oilanu, but bizman hazeh, and if somebody's not, even bizman ha-mikdash, if somebody's not in Yerushalayim, to see the Mikdash, it's limited. So both of them have a maila and a chisaron, and here at Son Shiban Ibn Erev Yameinu says Rav Sorotskin that we have to get the messages of both. But also relating to the mitzvah of Shabbos and Mikdash, Rav Moshe both here and the last pasuk in the last two pasukim in Bahar, they both say, link these. Our pasuk says, as we just read, Shabbosot Yishmaru Mikdashi Tiro, the end of Bahar, Chaf Vavbeis, and Shabbosot Yishmaru Mikdashi Tiro, same pasuk. So Rav Moshe, in both places, link the two. And he says, fascinating in both places. Over here he says, Shabbosot Yishmaru Mikdashi Tiro, what is the connection? He says, Dim Chazinan Anashim, She'irayan Miksas Mehamikdash, She'barim Lefamim Liz Palel, Vein Shomen Es HaShabbos. Sometimes we see people who might fear the Mikdash, but they don't keep Shabbos. We have to realize that even their fear of the Mikdash is probably somewhat warped and untrue. Because if somebody really felt and internalized Shabbos, what's Shabbos about? Ma'aseh Brachos. What's Mikdash about? Like the Chinuch said, not the physical stones, Mimisha Pakad Ola Mikdash. That's the focus. It's both of them are Kadosh Baruch Hu. So how could we do one without the other? Da Mikdash Yafina Mishabbos, who siman shakam mehekesh arishon in a makayim, vave mora asom in a mikdash lo mimi shehis hira love. If somebody's focusing on Mikdash and has yirim in a mikdash but doesn't keep Shabbos, they're probably focusing on the physical manifestation of Mikdash and not the ikar message of the mitzvah of recognizing a Kodesh Baruch Hu who's commanded us, whose shechina was shore in the Mikdash. Number one. Rav Moshe says, at the end of Bahar, also connecting to the to the smichus of Shabbos and Mikdash, he says many other religions, their religion is left in the temple. They come to the temple, they can do whatever they want outside. They come to the temple, I'm sorry, forgive me, and they get forgiveness, and they get tshuva, right? It's overnight, over in a second tshuva. You're forgiven, whatever, clean slate. We don't believe in that. But says their emotion, a lot of times people come, a lot of other religions, they come to the temple, they have to behave themselves in their temple, in their church, whatever it is, and outside do whatever they want. Yadus does not believe in that. You know what? You want to know what our Mikdash is about? Eshapsosei tishmoru. Mikdash yitiro. Yes, Mikdash is important. And Mikdash is a focus. And you have to have Yerim in a Mikdash. But remember Shabbos. Meaning our religion radiates out. We're supposed to be inspired from Mikdash and then take it with us through our lives like Shabbos is something that is taken through our lives. So we have Chazal in Rashi, and you have Rav Sorotskin, and the 2 points of Rav Moshe related to Shabbos and Mikdash linked in our pasuk. Weiter, Midini HaMitzvah, says the Chinuch, Mashomer Zuchar Nuh Avracha, Shein Adam Nechlas Vahabachol Har HaBayis Al Dvar Mitzvah. One is never allowed to go into Har HaBayis except for a Dvar Mitzvah. Even a Kohen can't just take a stroll whenever he wants, wherever he wants to go. V'chol Mi She'ishlem Avodah HaBayis, V'nistalik Mahalach HaKharadis Ma'at Ma'at. And when we leave, when somebody finishes the Avodah, a Kohen finishes the Avodah in the Bayis, whether it's in the Azara or on the Mizbeach, and they walk out backwards. This is the marker of walking away from the Kotel or walking out of a shul backwards. HaKharadis Ma'at Ma'at. Whenever anybody goes out, Anshi Mamad, right, the Yisraelim that were split up to represent each other, or the Levium who were split up as well, whenever they leave, they go out backwards because of this idea of Yira Min Hamikdash. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, one is not allowed to sleep or go to the bathroom east-west. Why? The Heichal, the Kedusha, the Shechina is in the west, and therefore one should always go to the bathroom north-south and have one's beds north-south. Tosfos in Maseches Brachos, you might remember it at the beginning of the Maseches, says maybe this only applies bizman she'ish ve'ishto, they're sleeping together. But if it's just a man or a woman are sleeping separately, this halacha doesn't apply. The Rambam does not have limitations on it. Rambam just quotes the halacha. The Beis Yosef quotes this machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam, and he quotes the Af Al Pi. Interesting line here. Beis Yosef in Siman Gimel. The Af Al Pi Sha Olam Noaga Gederei Tosfos, and even though the Minhag Olam is like Tosfos, that only Ishto Imo you're worried about which direction the beds are facing. Nira Li Shehu Mipnei She'ena Ma'ainim B'Divrei Rambam BeHilchos Beis HaBechira. It's because they don't know the Rambam. And people might learn Hilchas Tefillah. Nobody looks at Hilchas Beis HaBechira, says the Beis Yosef. Elachad Otrei Bedara. One or two in every generation learns the Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Who else looks at that? They didn't have Daf Yomi in those days. So nobody ever learned Kachim, so then they wouldn't look at the Rambam. Says the Beis Yosef, nobody looks in there. But really, Va'anachol Nizar, but Kedivrei HaRambam, Shua Amud HaRa. You got to look whole like the Rambam, which means even if it's not Ish V'Ishto, the Gemara doesn't limit it, so it shouldn't be limited. And that's why if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says, Lo Aser Lishan Ben Mizrach Lamayrav Im Ishto Imo Tosfos V'Nachol Nizar Afilu K'shein Ishto Imo. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Achronim say maybe this was only Bisman that the beds were out in the open, but if it's in a brick house, if it's in a house with walls and mechitzas and there's 5,000 buildings between this house and Har HaBayis, so then maybe the whole thing doesn't apply. So Minhag HaOlam is not to be makbid for this halacha, like those achronim that assume that the halacha only applies if one is out in the open. But let's say somebody's out in the field, is going to the bathroom, out in the field. One should possibly remember this halacha, especially if one is in Eretz Yisrael, closer to Har HaBayis. That's all part of this mitzvah of Mor HaMikdash. One final point. V'chein, and this is again something that we can spend a lot of time on. V'chein also adam livnos bayis tavnas heicho. One is not allowed to make something for one's own benefit in the exact replica of something that was in the mikdash. One's not allowed to make a house in the exact shape of the heicho, measurements, length, width, exactly. V'achsayt v'tavnas ulam, or a hallway exactly the size of the ulam. Chatzir tavnas hazara, or one wants to have their backyard. If one's making it to be a model of the Mishkan in order to inspire people that this is what the Mishkan is like, okay. But this is all about an isser of making it for my own benefit. V'chol zeh l'moras ha-makom, and all this is because of the mora makom. V'yesser pratei kavod ha-bayis ha-moro, b'midos ha-betamin. Two important points that we have to mention before we finish. And that is, number one, let's do the Minchas Chinuch first. An os test. Minchas Chinuch here has a very important comment. Ubeguftin ha-isser, to also ask the tablets of Mikdash. Ask the Minchas Chinuch an obvious question. Tzorach ani l'slami bo hech shir l'isser. What is the shir? Says the Chinuch. The isser is only exact dimensions. So what dimensions do you use? Mishkan, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, Bayis Shlishi. Mishkan and Shiloh, Givon, Nov. What dimensions do you use? There are six different dimensions. They're all Usser? Can all be Usser? What, if somebody, Bizbana Mikdash, makes in Rishon, Sheni makes it like Mikdash Rishon? So he's not making it in the exact replica of the Mikdash that exists in his lifetime. So Minchas Chinuch says, I don't know anybody or where mentions this. Which is the Usser? Which dimensions? So Minchas Chinuch says, I know, nobody else says this. But if you look in the middle of the paragraph of Bizman Hazeh, he says in the middle of the line, Ilulei demistafina, if I wouldn't be scared of my friends and all of my rebbeim, I would say the following. The Isser is whatever applies to you. If you live in the time of Bayis Rishon, the Isser is Bayis Rishon. If you live in the time of the Mishkan, the Isser is Mishkan. If you live in the time of Bayis Shlishi, it's Bayis Shlishi. And if you live in Bizman Hazeh, the Isser doesn't apply. That's what the Minchas Chinuch's suggestion is. He says, I know it's about an Issa Daraisa. I'm being makel about an Issa Daraisa. But he says, what could I do? This is what I think. Ha'isi Omar, the din ze eno balav ze rak bizman shem isa midash kayim also lasa kedav niso. By the way, the Chinuch doesn't sound that way in the last paragraph, which we'll see. But ukagon bizman a mishkan. Ha'i also lasa kazuras a mishkan. Kivan shaya oz mishamish levan of yisparach. V'shen kshaya shila omeid. V'chei no v'givan bayis rishon. It was always usher to make what existed in that time period. V'chein v'bayis sheni ha'i also livas kedav niso. V'chein v'bayis shlishi. Aval ha'idna, second to last line. Kivan d'bavodaseinu ha'rabim ein mishamshin levan of Efshar de'im b'chal isser zeh. It's possible that there is no isser. He says, I'm saying this with Eman Yira because I'm being makeover. He says, Lo morani tzarech, this is my suggestion. He says in the last paragraph, maybe this is another riot to what he is saying, why we have a Meseches Midos. Meseches Midos is all about the dimensions. If you look in the last paragraph, in Os Yud Dalid, says the Menchas Chinuch, he quotes the Rambam, who writes in his Akdama, why is there a Meseches Midos? So that we know it in the future. Kadesha Neidah La'asid. We'll know it for the future. So ask the Tosfos Yantif. Afshe Yibin Yinachem, Yikom Akam, Ha'idiyah Ozo Atzir Shmikfar, Nuchal Leidav Lishon Shapsukim. Right, the Tosfos Yantif asks, what about Bizman Hazeh? Because of this Isser. You have to know the Midos of Bayis Shlishi because you want to know what you're going to violate for the Isser of Mor HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh. Says the Minchas Chinuch, according to me, it fits in beautifully. There is no Isser Bizman Hazeh. There is no Isser because it doesn't apply to me. It only applies when you have a parallel, a model to make. Again, that is a huge discussion, but we'll have to leave it at that. The other last point I wanted to mention was there is another Isser that the Chinuch does not mention here, but it's included in this, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Yoredeya, Kuf Mem Aleph, and that is the Isser of making a seven-branch candelabra. The Isser of making a menorah. The menorah has seven branches in the mikdash. That's why there's an iser. Says the Shulchan Aruch, lo yaseh bayis tavdes hechel. Quotes the other lashon, but a whole lashon that the chinuch quoted. And at the end, menorah tavdes menorah. Aval osa shel chamisha kanim, o shel shisha, o shmona. 5, 6, or 8. Aval shel shiva lo yaseh. Afilu mishar b'nei matchas. Even from other metals. The afilu, and even without the gevim and the kaftorim and all the decorations. Making a seven-branch menorah is an iser daraisa. What about if it's not in a line? What if it's in a circle? What if somebody, Baruch Hashem, is blessed with 5 children? What are they supposed to light? On Shabbos candles. So, poskim say, to have 1 candelabra with 7 branches could be an issue. Are you going to be makel? If it's round, if it's not straight, again, one should ask their local authority, but it is a serious issue. Might be that one should, it's siyata d'shmaya, how many children people have. But this is a discussion looking at the Pisrei Tshuva at the end of Kuf Mem Aleph. It brings up a lot of the other issues. What if it's wooden? What if it's other materials? Can you be yotzei with other materials, but the Evid and the Beis HaMikdash, so that would be included in the Isser here? That's an important part of this Isser as well, in terms of copying what it has in the Mikdash. Okay, the Chinuch ends off, and Hagas Mitzvah Zu B'Sachar Mevet Akevitz B'Chol Makom, it applies always. Even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today, the Chiyuv still applies. Again, not for now. Kinitzel HaRabayis Mivan Hazeh is Usser. We're not allowed to walk on HaRabayis, we're Tameh. And even though there's a Ravid that many like to say, Ravid says it's Mutter, the Ravid never says it's Mutter. The Ravid says, Ein Bo Kares. That's all the Ravid says. Meaning, the Isser still applies, according to the Ravid, but it's just Ein Bo Kares. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue next time with Ov and Yedoni.